Hi everyone, welcome again to another podcast from Teacher Joseph. Today is St. George's Day, and you would think that English people particularly would be out celebrating, but actually that's not the case. Unlike St. Patrick's Day, St. George's Day is rather low-key. There's a number of reasons for that, of course. One main reason is that historically, the patron saints, St. George of England, St. Andrew of Scotland, St. David of Wales, and St. Patrick of Northern Ireland, in these principalities and countries, they never really celebrated them because of our religious history. However, they are there, and increasingly, they're being used for nationalism purposes. And some political parties would really love to see St. George's Day being resurrected into a national day. However, you can imagine that in Scotland, you won't see any English flags, nor will you see any mention anywhere of St. George's Day. Probably at sports matches and in English bars, you might see something. But it's not a day that's celebrated. Even St. Andrew's Day in Scotland is a day to think about independence and being different. One of our celebrities, I think it's Billy Bragg, you may remember him. He was a famous musician some years ago here in the UK. He's launched a project to try to get English people to say what they're grateful for about England. As you can imagine, there's not a lot of things that people consider they're grateful for. However, having said all of that, he says he's managed to come up with a list of 50. And so far, top of the list for English people, now remember, I'm referring to English people here, not British people, because it's their day and their flag. He says that most people he asks, when he says, what defines you as an English person, or what are you most grateful for from English culture, he says that often they reply, chicken tikka masala, which is one of these Indian dishes that I think was invented here in Scotland, if I remember correctly. But anyway, let's not get into where it was invented. But it's an Indian chicken dish. And it's strange that they would choose that. And the second thing they say really defines them and that they love is actually the NHS, or National Health Service. So I guess it's a strange couple of things to be on the top of the list, you know, for St. George's Day. But you might see the flag somewhere. That's the white one with the red cross. It's in the Union Jack. Yeah, but very controversial these days, and we aren't taught to celebrate these flags. I think in Scotland it's different, because now it's marked as different. But many people in England are very ashamed of the St. George's flag, and they would prefer not to see it, because it brings up issues of racism, hatred, especially when it's used by different political groups to try to, for example, make a statement against immigration or against particular religions that are regarded as non-Western. It's very sad, but that's the way it is, I guess, you know. But anyway, well, that's a little introduction for you to the flags of the UK and indeed the patron saints. They're very, very interesting. So I won't go on about it, but if you do see a St. George's flag popping up today, you might want to think twice about what it's saying to you, because it could well be there making some point about racism or some political agenda. But anyway, it's not something which people will be celebrating. And of course, St. George was all about St. George and the Dragon. That was the myth about St. George. I think it's been proven now that it was indeed a myth. Why he's a patron saint of England, why it's not celebrated, well, that's probably due to the decline of religion generally as well. That's got a lot to do with it. But there we are, the history of St. George. Enjoy. Bye.